Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Orion Samuelson is a nice boy from Wisconsin. And what time did Ma and Pa Ingalls pick you up after school?
At 4 o'clock, I started walking the mile back home because we walked every day, and it was a mile from our farmhouse to the schoolhouse. So the only time that I got a ride was when we would have a blizzard and the roads would be snowed shut and too deep to walk. Then Dad would hook up the team of horses to the big sled, and he'd take us by sled to the school.
So you would just text and say, I need a ride?
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote it in snow in yellow ink.
Well, I pay nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Yee-haw.
.945 Orion Samuelson standing by. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning. Had a great day at the Illinois State Fair yesterday. Got down there early and got home last night about 7 o'clock or so. And it was Salute to Agriculture Day. We just had a great day. Weather was okay. They're still cleaning up after the flood on the fairgrounds this weekend. But we had a great day.
Did you eat anything on a stick?
Well, anything you can put on a stick or deep fry, you will find at any of the state fairs this year. Even a deep fried butter stick. But no, I did not. I behaved myself yesterday because I had a lot to do, and we had to get around to a lot of areas on the fairgrounds. The wine room is a great place to go because wine has become a major industry in Illinois and just about every other state in the union. And so there we got some air-conditioned wine refreshment, but it was, you know, the livestock and the auction last night that I emceed. I think this is the 53rd year that I've done that, and we raised nearly $250,000 for the grand champion.
Nice.
Livestock and commodities, and man, we set a new record for the grand champion steer, $104,000 paid for the grand champion steer. And Governor Bruce Rauner, out of his own pocketbook, paid a good part of that, along with Monsanto. And it was exciting to be there again for yet another record auction.
Well, very nice of the governor. You know, that's the other thing. The generosity of the governor is never cited in the midst of all these political back and forths, along with not getting paid for his job. He also is paying for the renovation of the governor's mansion.
Right.
And
yes,
out of his own pocket. And there you go. Last night, he wrote a check for several thousand dollars.
Indeed he did. And he really spent most of his day with agriculture yesterday. It was Salute to Agriculture Day. We emceed a program in the morning that honored families, beef producers, sheep producers, pork producers, you name it. And the governor sat on stage and helped with the presentation for the entire hour and a half program in the morning. And then he helped me open the auction last night and stayed to the very end because that's when we sold the grand champion steer, and he wanted to be there for that.
How'd the steer feel about it?
Steer was very happy because I think the steer voted for him. So I think,
really? Yeah. Appeared to be a Republican steer.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine. The Trump campaign named their Agricultural Advisory Committee.
And I haven't seen it yet. I know a couple of the names that are on it, but I haven't seen the whole list.
Here's a few. Rick Perry, Governor of Texas. Kansas okay. Senator Pat Roberts. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts from the Ricketts family here.
I like those. I like Pat Roberts. He's been a great advocate for agriculture in the Washington scene. I like him a lot. And
Rodney Davis is on here as well. What do you think of Rodney?
Rodney Davis.
Rodney Davis is the congressman from the 13th, which covers central and southwestern Illinois, at least in part.
Yeah, from the times that I've interviewed, I think I've interviewed him once, and he knows agriculture, and
good.
That's what we need on the Agriculture Advisory Board, and hopefully they'll be able to change Trump's mind on trade agreements and the importance of trade, not just to agriculture, but certainly agriculture, but to the U.S. economy.
And another Orion fan who's on the committee is Iowa's governor, Terry Branstad.
Oh, yes.
Terry Branstad.
Yeah.
Back in, I think, 1988, when his first term as governor of Iowa was in place, and the World Plowing Matches were held in Ankeny, Iowa. And I had the opportunity to plow in competition with Terry Branstad.
Who won?
They declared it even heat, I think. But I got to know Terry's dad very well, and he was just a great Iowa farmer. And I like Terry, yes. We'll probably see him at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa, a little bit later this month.
He's the one who rushed us at the caucuses, Steve, and said, where's Orion?
Yeah, that's she's not kidding. That's exactly what he did.
He did.
Dave Ennett's here. Dave, you'd mind if we play the old tape that you did of the play-by-play of Orion versus Terry Branstad? Back from 1988 at the plowing final?
I think we have to find that. I'm not sure.
Oh, I think we have it right now, don't we? Let's go to the tape right now. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought, Dave, you were just going to do it live and ad-lib it.
I thought you found the tape.
The setup, Dave.
Three
and a half years in, Dave. I figured, well, we know each other completely. I figured you'd just run with
it. I was thinking that might be what where you were going.
Crickets.
And the thing about plowing, it's not so much the speed, it's how straight the furrow is and how uniform the depth of the furrow is and how well the furrow covers the furrow next to it.
So. And that's why you can't go to the wine tent at the state fair and expect to plow in the plowing competition.
Very true.
You want a crooked furrow.
Yeah.
You know, the judges of the wine contest for the Illinois State Fair over a three-day period sampled somewhere around 400 different wines.
Wow.
How do you think they felt?
Wow.
How did you get that gig?
That is pretty amazing. All right, my friend. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you this weekend at Arlington, and we hope everybody supports the track because the season's fast going away here.
Boy, it'll be gone before you know it. The end of September, it'll be all over. But we had a great time last week at the Arlington Million. Didn't pick the winner, but great crowd, great event, always a racing highlight for, I think, the world. So.
Yeah, and thanks to Mr. Dutchesswath for keeping the place open and the lights on, because he certainly didn't have to.
No.
All the best, sir. Thank you.
Okay.